From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service professionals an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with established government policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins.
This stands in stark contrast to the current U.S. policy, which is focused mainly on assisting rebels in fighting Islamic State and al-Nusra, and also working on a diplomatic front for a political transition in Syria. There have been indications of unhappiness with this policy before within the State Department, but the concern that the ceasefire, which enacted earlier this year, has largely frayed and is near collapse, and also the concern that the Russian-backed Syrian regime has shown little interest in a political transition and has continued its airstrikes against rebels, seems to have taken this to a new level.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen that he would discuss the memo, when he returns to Washington. As Russian President Vladimir Putin told a Congress in international audience in St. Petersburg, Russia wants to improve its ties with Europe and the United States. The U.S. and EU renewed economic sanctions on Moscow for another year. Sanctions were put in place after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. In retaliation for the sanctions, Russia has placed bans on some food imports from the West. This is VOA News.